The Magic Mirror. Oh, the delightful breeze that sweeps over the roofs of palace cathedrals. Light, airy, as beautiful as the fluttering of roses, the Arabic melodies, and the gaze of a young, enamored Arabian princess, looking with trembling anticipation into a small mirror, awaiting the magical appearance of her beloved. So say these fragrant lines, hearkening back to ancient Eastern legends and fairy tales. The power of magic mirrors is still known today, and is widely used by magicians chosen by the divine power to enrich the spiritual potential of the universe. The mysterious magic of these mirrors has been used for attracting love, mastering hypnosis, modifying appearance, and changing karma. With the blessing of the spiritual egregore, below is a ritual used to correct one's life path. In the evening, take two candles, place them on a table, and set the magic mirror between them. Close your eyes, attune yourself to the divine power, and internally recite a prayer that connects you to the higher elements of the cosmos. Slowly and calmly open your eyes, and gaze intently into the mirror at your reflection. Before your mind's eye, form the image you wish to embody. Strengthening and feeding this image with energy, you will see how your reflection begins to resemble it. Your features will be imbued with power, your aura will expand, energy will begin to circulate harmoniously and evenly, and a sense of malleability will emerge. You will feel your body as a resilient, strong substance, discovering confidence in yourself. You can do anything. From this day on, you will begin to notice how everything around you changes in astonishing ways. You will feel confident in any environment, in any group, and luck will accompany you every day. You will meet the person of your dreams, and you will be offered a lucrative job. One disciple practicing these teachings tried this method according to the teacher's guidance. Placing the mirror before her, she formed a strong image of herself, reciting the mantra, "I am the master of my powerful will." At these words, she felt a surge of energy and genuine confidence in her abilities. The next day, arriving at work, she found a note on her desk. "Please urgently visit the deputy director's office for an important matter." With a heart pounding in anticipation of long-awaited changes in her monotonous daily life, and with the sole thought, "I believe," she entered the office. The deputy director, smiling, stood up and extended his hand. "The management, comprising the board of directors, has noticed your diligent work in the field of technology improvement," he said. "From this day, your salary is increased, and you are promoted to a new position." By the grace of the higher powers who have dedicated all their incarnations to the path of light and service to people, the magic mirrors endowed with the ancient power of Tibet have now been materialized on Earth, from the Trans-Himalayas, on the 12th lunar day of this year, so that people all over the Earth may find happiness and feel the light of the spiritual masters. You can acquire magic mirrors at our seminars. For details, please contact the teachers and their assistants. 6. Raising a child begins in the womb. Children are souls born in the rays of harmony. Their energy of freshness and warmth permeates the universe, casting this inexhaustible light upon the earth. The birth of a child is the greatest miracle in the world. It is a profound transition made by a soul from the heavens to earth, from the unmanifested to the manifested. The role of the mother and father is akin to the union of heavens and stars, birthing a new planet. The father's role is sacred, and the mother's role is divine. Many women are yet to fully realize the significance of the miracle occurring through them. A mother nurturing a truly great soul can, during this period of creation, grow spiritually to an extent that far exceeds her own standard capabilities. Given the importance of the current timing in matters of childbirth, the great ancient knowledge comes to the aid of people worldwide. Teachers of the spiritual egregore organize special training seminars on midwifery. These are of particular value in our times, when many children are born with various abnormalities, causing suffering not only to the children themselves but also to their parents. Remember, if you do not prepare for the moment of conception as a sacred act, you may deprive your child of a bright future and a happy destiny. There are special magical minerals that help contact the soul of the future child, and the spirits of these stones protect the child from negative influences. The moment of conception is determined by calculating a specific lunar day for the individual couple. It is even better if conception occurs in a specially created energetic environment at a seminar, blessed by the teacher. One must prepare for conception using special sound vibrations, mantras, which are calculated individually for each person. These help call upon the high, pure spirit of your future child, ensuring they do not become a bad person, a bandit, a thief, or a rapist. Remember, if you do not engage in educating your child before birth, you are already a year late. During each of the 9 months of pregnancy, a woman should behave in a specific manner, considering the processes occurring in her body and the body of the future child. A year before birth, the soul of the child begins to descend from the higher levels of existence. This forms the subtle bodies of the human being, from the nirvanic to the physical bodies. Each body takes about a month of earthly time to form. The physical body forms the second month. During each period of pregnancy, a woman must follow specific guidelines given by the teacher. For example, when the nirvanic body is forming, one should listen to the music of transformation, and when the astral body is forming, one must constantly pray, strive towards the divine, and avoid bad company. During the formation of the vital body, one must not feel envy, jealousy, or negative emotions. There are other pieces of advice and instructions that expectant mothers receive during their initiation from the teachers. During the 72-day biological adaptation cycle of the soul after birth, the child must be particularly shielded from all negativity, including the evil eye. This is why children were traditionally hidden and kept away from prying eyes for the first 72 days of life, because each day of these 72 equates to 1 year. If something happens to the child on any of these days, misfortune will befall them in the corresponding year. This is how the fate of the child is programmed. And remember, if you did not observe the 72-day cosmic adaptation cycle after birth, according to the ancient spiritual tradition of the soul's mystery, you are late by an entire lifetime. Example of a disciple. One woman felt very unhappy. Doctors told her she could never have a child and that any efforts to achieve maternal happiness were futile. Her diagnosis was irreversible. She was on the verge of suicide, and her relationship with her husband was deteriorating when she heard about the womb-cleansing seminars. I clung to them as my last chance in life. At the seminar, I went through a series of special initiations and sessions to cleanse my womb, followed specific audio recordings coded to overcome infertility, and drank decoctions of special Tibetan herbs. And a miracle happened. Now my little daughter is already a year and a half old, and I am infinitely happy to have her. I bow before the great people who made this miracle possible. At the seminar, we also mastered the panacea for painless childbirth. You know how many women die from shock during childbirth, and how many suffer in agony.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.